on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, the University of Nottingham had a successful weekend at the Bucks Nationals, picking up numerous medals. The highlights included a gold for the women's judo team and victory for the university in the men's table tennis doubles. Meanwhile, research conducted by the University of Nottingham scientists have found that some types of antidepressants may be associated with an increase in suicide and self-harm. The study published in the British Medical Journal found that those using selective serotonin treatments were more dangerous than other commonly prescribed antidepressants, such as trazodone. Former Foreign Secretaries Jack Sawyer and Sir Malcolm Rifkind say they've broken no rules after being secretly filmed apparently offering their services to a private company for cash. It is claimed that Mr. Straw was recorded describing how he operated under the radar and had used his influence to change EU rules on behalf of a firm which paid him £60,000 per year. The news has led Labour leader Ed Miliband to call for stricter rules on MPs' second jobs to prevent them from future cash for access scandals. An Egyptian court has jailed blogger Ala Abdel Fattah, who played a key role during the 2011 uprising, for 5 years for breaking protest laws. He was previously given a 15-year jail term but was freed on bail last year. He gained fame as a blogger and pro-democracy campaigner against former President Hosni Mubarak. Birdman has soared to Oscars glory, taking 4 Academy Awards, including the coveted Best Picture Prize on Hollywood's Biggest Night. Best Actor went to Eddie Redmayne for his role as Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. The British star had this to say as he arrived at the Vanity Fair after party.
It was just an extraordinary, not relief, it was beyond every expectation, every sort of dream you've ever had, so it was a really special moment.
In sport, England have their first victory at the Cricket World Cup. They avoided an upset as they eased past Scotland by 119 runs in Pool A. After suffering heavy defeats to host Australia and New Zealand in their opening 2 matches, captain Owen Morgan says they'll take any win they can get.
You can be guilty of building up a tournament, of having to play your best throughout the tournament and hammer every side in order to win it, to gain confidence. But I think the games that I've watched in particular haven't shown that at all. Strong sides have been beaten. And again, it's about getting points on the board.
The weather today will be cold, bright and windy with outbreaks of sunshine. Temperatures will peak at 5 degrees Celsius, that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 27 minutes to 11.